Oh boy, we are doing it. We're back. Sorry, I had to get my feet attended to. You know what you do? You pay these ladies. What did I pay? $60? No, $40. I don't know. You pay these ladies to do your feet, and I go. You know, I'm in a habit now. I go every 2 months. I really should go every month. My feet are. This Asian lady grates at my feet for like 20 minutes, you know, and then she goes, oh, it's like cheese. It's like cheese. Did you say my foot shavings are like cheese, you dirty bitch? And then I tip her, you know? Ugh. Asians, they're the worst. Hit the like button. Except for blacks. Sorry. I'm kidding, of course. Let's not rank the races. That's what the left wants us to do. They want us to have unity by putting everything in a hierarchy. It's a really smart way to do things. Am I right? Like the hit button. Smack the everything key. And hit your dad where the sun don't shine. I don't even know what's going on. I could have rushed through this whole video earlier today. I just think it deserves so much more than it shall get if I tried to squeeze it into 3 hours. Because honestly, you know, there's probably 3 more hours in this video alone of just melting breakdowns, and I'm talking about that's just me yelling at the chat. And, beard game is tight. No, I just got rid of that. I did. And then my wife yelled at me for clogging up the, it's come to my attention. People get really upset when I say wife. And then they go like, he's not even really married. It's like, oh no. Oh, because we didn't go down to the courthouse and do it like you Christians. We just slit our wrists and rubbed them together over a pot of instant mac and cheese and said, till death do us never, and then ate it. Don't worry about my situation. Don't worry about it. We have an agreement with Rick, and we're all very happy and very well taken care of. That's a fact. It's a fact. So I don't want to hear about it, and I don't want to get mail on that, and I don't want to be doxxed. By the way, if you never get married, you never have to get divorced. That's what I say. Common law marriage. And you know, only God knows what's in my heart. And it's mostly cholesterol. God and my doctor, and I never go see my doctor. So only God. We get back to the first thing. Anyway, hit the like button. We're going to do it. We're going to leave off right where we left. We're going to leave off right where we picked up. That doesn't even make sense. Anyway, we're going to lift off right where we picked. We're going to pick. Oh, I announced on the Discord, Dick Masterson and Vito. I don't know if people listen to the Biggest Problem in the Universe podcast. I don't. Podcasts are gay, but it's a big podcast. They're going to be at Hackamania, and ticket prices are going to go up. And it looks like people found that out and are buying tickets today. And boy, our numbers are off the charts. No, I'm just kidding. But we did sell some tickets since I announced that on the Discord. And I am going to raise ticket prices again. So just a reminder, you know, Hackamania. What are we, 21 days away? Something like that? Jesus Christ, I got to find a venue. And whatever you do, don't tell Panhandler. Once we do find a venue for this event, do not tell Panhandler. That's the bet. Oh, my God. Should we do another... Tell the old robot to draw another executive producer? I forgot we were doing... Oh, God. We might get through it. We might... Every one of our new producers might get a mention for April. I think we'll start the May producers on Monday, or maybe members only or something. I don't know. It's going well, though. It's going well. Anyway, yeah, let's do a thing. Let's pick one. Spectre NS5 RD, who also gave this afternoon, and is now on the May chart. So thanks to Spectre. Again, I think that's a base, right? Mark Abatista, Father Joe, Drive By, Spectre, of course. Shane M1980, Jenny G, Dabbleversity, Bentley, Sharon C, Dan G, Shit Show, Wizard Nug 2, DK, Rover, Tiff, and Dildog. I don't know if that would be good. Dylan a hot dog? Call me skeptical, but I'm bomp bink. I like doing my own sound effects. Do not approach me at the new venue, says Panhandler. Oh, God. We have fun. Say whatever you want. Tensions get high on this program, but we have fun. I think it's that push-pull that really brings us together. Look for the table with the loudest laughs in the Hackamania Lounge. It's going to be me, Panhandler, and... oh, my God, my dog. I didn't know my dog was in there. My dog is like... completely spread eagle on the floor. I don't know how she sleeps when I scream. No one respects my thunder around here. No one really jumps when I... It's getting... I find the lack of respect unsettling. To say the least. Hit the like button. Share it with a friend. Tell a dad about your toes. I always think she's going to cut my toes. I have a lot of irrational fears at the haircut and the pedicurist. Patrick has the coolest intro outro music. Oh, God. Oh, God. Malevolent Bystander. That's a good name. It's a good name. It's like Beloved Chatter, but benevolent. No, malevolent. Sorry. I shouldn't be allowed to drive. All right, we're going to wind it back a little bit. We were at the apex of Johnny's insane breakdown about having to pay bills and do two shows a day. And by the way, just for fun, I went... And I wanted to know, you know, poor Johnny, it's two shows a day he has to do. He does these on Twitch, by the way. It's fucking pathetic. Twitch. And we go to Just Kidding LLC. Because when you're raking in the bucks like Johnny... You want to have an LLC. Makes sense. LLC. Right, Pat? And so these are Johnny's videos. I'm not even... Okay, so this is Johnny's Twitch. And these are his videos. He didn't do a show today, obviously, because of this breakdown. 158 views, 145 views, 146 views, 198 views, 150 views. These shows are 3.5 hours each, approaching four sometimes. What? You get down here to the clips, it's like one view, three views, one view, 804 views, 13 views. I'd like to see you do what I have to do. Come up over here, do a show. Go back to my place and do a show 5 times a week. 5 times a week he's doing this show for 140 people. By the way, live, it's for like 10. 140 is like the number of views it has at the end. How do you talk to someone like this? Steel Toe Morning Show's in the chat. What you're not seeing is the streaming on other platforms. Yeah, that's what Steel Toe always says. It's like, oh, we've seen Kick, Facebook, Twitter. We've seen. Even Quadfathers in our own chat going like, he's on YouTube too. I'm going to go over here for argument's sake. And you guys can all pretend like I'm going to find some treasure trove of views. I mean, this is going to hurt. It's going to hurt you more than it hurts me. I don't even know what the results are yet, but let's go check it out. Oh my God, they're identical, but slightly worse. Here we go. Johnny K, 147 views yesterday, 161, 117, 123, 91, 133, 223, 124, 141, 102, 103, 105. And your argument is, oh, but wait, he's also on the tube. You know. Oh, fucking great point, dog. My mistake. When you add the 105 from YouTube to the 145 from Twitch. And look, I don't even want to get into Kick and Facebook and Odyssey and Rumble. But I get it. The dude's putting up numbers. You've made your point, Quadfather. I know when I've been defeated, where do I turn myself in? You tell, I've never been put in my place so hard and been so fucking wrong about a man. Johnny Crutches has a killer following. JK, Quadfather's in a wheelchair for a reason. These guys stick together. I think it's some sort of magnetic field thing happening, or maybe they think like if we could just get four wheels, we could be like a car. You know, I don't know how wheelchair guys think. They're all dumb. They're all stupid. They're in wheels for a reason. They don't have brains. The stereotypes are true. Mental retardation and physical disabilities, same. And I don't like the stigma that they're not. It's upsetting to me. Hit the like button. He's on BitChute too. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, don't they have that guy? Who was the name of the guy who was going to build them their own Twitch? Hank, Hal, Stu, Earl, Carl. What was that guy's name? Oh, and we also need a chat. Oh, and it also needs to do memberships, right? Yeah, good. Basically, copy Twitch. Basically copy Twitch, which is what Kick is. Kick is like literally white label Twitch. You know, Twitch had all their source code leaked. And also like Twitch runs on AWS. So like you could run your own literal white label Twitch on AWS. It's like the code is available. I think that's what Kick is. That's where that idiot Boss Man Jack streams. It, go look at it. It looks exactly like Twitch. Because it is. Because it is. Okay, here we go. I got to get back to Johnny crying again. And Chip Galloway's right. You know, he's making a good point in the chat before the show. You know, people do this sympathy thing for, like, disabled people. It's like, disabled people can be fucking assholes, too. One of my most popular stand-up videos is me just going after a guy in a wheelchair for 20 minutes. I think it's got like 500,000 views or something. It's on YouTube. Handicap Heckler. It might be Quadfather. I don't know where Quadfather's from. I don't really know where people live. Johnny said he gets a lot of hate on his own stream, but there's only 114 views. This is what I'm saying. Like, these are just weak fucks. It's why I played the whole intro to his show yesterday, where he's just like, are we too wild? Are we too extreme? Maybe that's just how we are. We're the Punishers. We're Steel Toe. And it's just like, okay. And by the way, if you think it's like, oh, well, you know, Johnny has a disability, yada, yada, yada. Again, it's like, this guy never stops making fun of Mike David and saying he should be dead. I don't really know who this Mr. Medicare? It's Medicare, right? Medicare guy is. But like, Aaron just did a whole like video clip series trying to get heat with him, saying he should be dead. You know, him and Mersh love teasing him about being a... By the way, Mersh is the hero in all this. At least say whatever you want about Mersh. He just takes it. He just takes it like a fucking low-cow cuck, just like Aaron. Stop bringing these guys in. I really think Aaron brings them in to use them as shields. The reason why is, like, Aaron knows they're not good. There's no way anyone objectively listens to April or Johnny Crunchman and just goes, these guys are pretty good at radio. It's like, they're not. They're not. These guys are punching bags, and you know it. You fucking know it. These are the only... But stupid Aaron, just like he thought he could be a fucking wrestler, just like he thought he could be a fucking boxer, just like he thought he could be a fucking comedian and radio man, started going to open mics, and the dumbest amongst the open micers followed him back like some sort of gay Pied Piper to his little radio basement. And that's who he's left with today. The dumbest people at the open mic. Corey Adam, Johnny Crutchman, Oz, who I'm pretty sure has a glass eye and is not allowed to drive. And Matt, who we already covered earlier today, is one of the most switched off men there is. Matt's just like not there, dude. Matt is moldable clay. You can literally pose him in a position and come back tomorrow, he'll be in that same position. Huh? Is it tomorrow already? Cool. 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 So, I mean, it is. It's the dumbest, most malleable guys at the open mic. That's who Aaron befriended. Because imagine anybody thinking Aaron was funny. And imagine anybody following Aaron to his basement and doing his really cool radio show. No, it's Matt. It's Crutches. It's Corey. These guys suck. You know, Corey never shuts up about this award-winning album. We heard it. It's like clipped together pieces from clips around open mics of you doing crowd. It's shit. It's like literal shit. It's unlistenable shit.
Whoa! Like, looks like Donkey Legs is opening a vein with his crippled hand. So we're going to add another $50 to the goal to cover carpet cleaning. Jesus. Streamlabs, food stamps, Pogs, cash grab. Let's get this done, people.
What if you say you're Pogs, Aaron? That's what I want. Silence, do good. Aaron replied to a tweet earlier saying he didn't want to remove Johnny crying episode because Johnny's happy with the financial benefits from it. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. No, because we made the goal. So, fuck Mersh. Fuck Mersh.
Remarkable news. Steel Toe has a new coffee bean option. Decaf coffee beans. Johnny K's Brew for those that need a handicap.
Did he say remarkable?
Ah! You said the secret word.
He did. Bologna Factory.
Turn that frown upside down, Johnny. Want to read my Gino postcard? That always makes me happy again after a long day of sobbing into my macaroni salad.
Jeez.
How about I quote some Big Lebowski? How about a raise? Not a money raise, but I can give you some of these t-shirts April never mailed.
Don't you dare touch those shirts, you lame dork. That's my divorce payout.
So I'll start you off with a bombshell tonight. I won't bury the lead. You'll not get this anywhere else. And unfortunately, Moody's asleep to not collaborate it, but I'll just give it to you. This is a bombshell you're not going to hear anywhere else. Here it is. Tuesday night at the Stand, Moody talked to Gino. And Moody asked Gino what he's doing with Steel Toe. And what does he think about the April situation? Does he think April's living there? Does he know anything? And Gino said, I can't tell you anything. You'll tell. And Moody said, of course I'll talk. And then Gino went, Aaron's clearly in denial. Of course she's clearly not there. She's clearly not in the house. Aaron's in denial. That's what Gino said. Gino, his BFF of postcard fame, said, and again, if you think Moody lies, our New Zealand friend Moody, if you think he's lying about this, and again, he told Gino he was going to spill the beans. Gino said, Aaron is acting like a man in denial, and it's clear that April isn't there. That's what Gino said at a bar Tuesday night. Gino wasn't aware of the playlist, and then Moody told him about the playlist, and he laughed and laughed, and his words, Gino, Aaron's best friend, he's acting like a man in denial. So we have Gino turning slowly but surely against Aaron. We have Mersh, you know, fueled by whatever rage for Jesse PS he may have, you know, for whatever the reason, Mersh turning on Aaron. April's leaving Aaron. Johnny's leaving Aaron. This is not going well. But, you know, Gino just couldn't keep his mouth shut. And again, Moody told him, I'm going to tell. Anything you tell me, I'm going to tell. Anything you tell me, I'm going to tell. And that's what Gino said. He's acting like a man in denial. Of course, it's clear April's not in the house. Whoa. So again, I don't even care. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter if she's there, if she's not there. Look, I can't imagine him lying about it. He says she's there. But the things he says, like, I'm going to have April come fix the camera. It's like, come. You don't say come from upstairs. You know what I mean? Especially in that household. Hello? So, I mean, I love it. It's so good. Brian Johnson must be masturbating somewhere. He hates Steel Toe. And I can't get enough of it. Hit the like button. All right, we're going to wind it back a little bit to catch Johnny's breakdown. Again, I implore you to never stop focusing on the fact that Aaron puts his mouse on this side of the desk, even though he uses it with this hand. So he has to go like that. And the keyboard's over here, so he has to go like that. And he just keeps using the computer like this for 4 hours a day. For 4 hours a day, he has to do this to use his computer. What idiot? We've seen Casey Armstrong operate a mouse with more dexterity and flamboyance. Look at him. He's constantly has to rub his arm because it's cramping up from cross-reaching. Here we go. Oh, no. Should we take a... Let's fill out a call first. Hello?
Hey, Seth Rogen. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
What's it like being a Jew?
Okay. I'm not... You know, I'm not the real...
Yeah, you are.
Okay. We don't have time for people going doing Seth Rogen bits tonight.
Posterior attention. Get me your information. I will set you up with one of those old school steel toe t-shirts. Thank you for the $19.99. He says, for Johnny. That's where you say thank you.
Thanks.
Tom. Johnny wants to leave it up. He's happy with the money. Thanks.
Thompson says, you don't suck, Johnny. Now, let me ask.
Wait, hold on. Do they have to give the money back if he takes the show down to save his friend's virtue?
Is something. Mm-hmm. Naturally. If someone says you suck and then someone says you don't suck, do you let those cancel out or do you have comedian brain where you only...
Hold on. I think we got to go back even more. I got to go back to this complete snap.
Warm and alive.
I thought he said he wasn't a poonhound anymore. Well, a lot of people saying Johnny. See, now, is this immersion therapy? Like, that's like the fourth time he said you suck. It's got to, like, not even sting anymore.
No. He's saying I get up and do the show every day and people come at me, like, doing all that. I'm saying all of the you suck comments. I'm saying go do everything I have to do every day.
Watch him list all the stuff he has to do every day.
Day.
Yeah.
Like, go do a show and then go to a hospital appointment, then go do another show.
Again, he acts like this is his job, like he works at Leno. I got to go do a show and then I got to run to the hospital and I get back to the show. It's like you're talking about your 117 viewer stream on Twitch, right? I just want to make sure. You're talking about the thing that you make no money from and you don't have to do, right? I just want to make sure. You make no money from Steel Toe. You make no money from your own show. And yet this consumes most of your day. This is like Aaron saying he works all day, 24/7 on Steel Toe. When meanwhile, you can see him logged on to Xbox for 6 to 8 hours a day. He's on online broadcasting 6 to 8 hours a day. How's the marriage going again?
Then go deal with everything else you have to deal with. Then try and figure out how you're going to pay all your bills.
Deal with everything else you have to deal with and bills. Anybody else dealing with bills?
Bills, like do all of that and then have people screaming you suck constantly. You're going to get pissed off eventually too.
I mean, no, you would just quit. Again, no one else insists on doing something they suck at for the most hours of the day. You know. I'm not saying I'm against heading to Aspen and trying my luck at the bunny slopes. It will probably be hilarious. Not really a skier. But if I was out there every day hitting black diamonds, falling ass over elbows, as Gino Bisconte calls it, literally getting over my skis. If I was doing that, I couldn't be mad at people pointing and laughing all day going, you suck. You suck. What am I doing? Like, what do I think I'm doing? And then I would go back. I'd get back down to the lodge and I'd go, I'd like to see you guys do what I have to do every day. Head up to the Black Diamond for 7 to 8 hours. Fall on your ass, rolling down the hills. It's like, yeah, don't do that. It sounds like an awful, awful life.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't think I could throw the hospital appointments in there.
Yeah.
Everything else, I've spun those plates.
Yeah.
But the hospital appointment doesn't sound fun. I watch Johnny's show, says Officer Krupke. I like it.
Yeah, and not a lot.
Yeah, everyone does. Everyone does. 140 viewers. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people do, and I get it. Like, I'm not the most popular person. I don't have the same draw everyone else is. I've made my peace with all of that. But the whole, like I said, I'm just...
Then you don't have to act like it's your job and you have to do it. You know, again, complain more about money and do less. Do less, faggot. You know, I mean, Jesus. You go hang with your boy every morning for 4 hours. Then you go to the hospital. Then you go... Hang online for 4 more hours. You're a loser. You're a lazy stoner loser. Fact. Fact. You're a fucking loser, and it's all everyone else's fault that you suck. Right? Right, loser? I think everybody else should try to do what I do. Game 8 hours a day, nerd? You're a loser. You're a loser. We've seen the hammock chair. We've seen the on-air neon sign. You're a loser. You have children and toys. You're a loser. You're a loser, dude. There's you know who I feel bad for? The MS. That it got fucking put into you. You know? If I'm MS, I want to ruin a good man. You were a loser to begin with. As if you wouldn't be sitting 8 hours a day streaming if you didn't have MS. You fucking loser. That's why there's no ring on your finger. And you're constantly talking about your daughter and your kids. You are a loser. Your fucking kids, baby, your baby mama kicked you to the curb because she knew you were a loser. Nobody wants to put up with your MS. You are a loser. Hobble yourself to the grave sooner than later. That's a joke. Do not. You know, you're very, very valuable and people want you. God damn it.
Sick of the you suck part. And now he's just
going to... Tell the internet you're sick of them criticizing you, you nerd.
To keep doing it because he has nothing else to do. So, oh, you suck. I do shows too. You suck. Like, yeah, you do shows. You have more viewers. You have more haters. All of that stuff. You're also probably more successful. You also probably don't have half the medical issues I do or half the other problems I do in my personal life, which makes it, again, just kind of a dick move to just be like, hey, I want to just fuck around, so here, you suck.
Okay, so because you have MS, we can't say you suck. You know, you just want to fuck around and make me feel bad, but, you know, I have MS. I have medical issues, so that's fucked up. It's even more fucked up because I have medical issues. Fuck your medical issues, dog. Again, can you hurry up and die so somebody can use that MS? I mean, fuck, dude. Fuck. Complain more. Complain more. Wouldn't you be better off... I can't say that. It's very, very mean. That one caught my filter. I rarely catch them. It's a good one. Oh, it's a good one. Don't ever tell me I don't have a soul. That one I won't let out. Fuck, that was a good one.
It's really where all this came from.
Yep.
Crunchy cynicism, these pathetic attention whores are jealous of you and would kill to be in your position, Johnny. You are awesome and hilarious and the strongest person I know.
That's the biggest pile of shit I've ever
heard. Put yourself first, love you.
I appreciate the positive part. Nobody would want to be in my position.
I've got it rougher than anybody on earth. I've got it so bad.
Posterior attention, get me your information. I will set you up with one of those old school steel toe t-shirts. Thank you for the $19.99. He says, for Johnny. That's where you say thank you.
Thanks.
Tom Thompson says, you don't suck, Johnny. Now, let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Naturally, if someone says you suck and then someone says you don't suck, do you let those cancel out or do you have comedian brain where you only see the bad one?
No, I see them both.
Okay. See, now that should cancel out.
That's why when I do my show, I don't give a shit what people say, because I got plenty of...
Yeah. That's why when I do my show, I don't give a shit what people say. But hold on. All you've been complaining about is all the you sucks on your own show and this show. You said it multiple times. I'm getting tired of... I come here, I get you suck. I go home, do my show, I get you suck. But here you are going... This is it's like a play out of Aaron's playbook. It's just horseshit. I don't even care when people say I suck on my own show. I let them have it. You don't. You're a sensitive bitch. 24/7. You're all like, Aaron does this. I love it when people come at me. I mix it up. No, you don't. You tell your moms to ban anyone who hates Steel Toe. Ban anyone who says anything bad about Steel Toe. You're not a real fan. You're not having fun. Like, fuck. Fuck, man. It's rough.
Get people that are there to see my show.
Los Federales says, guys, let's get Johnny some money.
So Johnny's glasses are off, and his head is literally in his hands now.
Sound like the worst idea in the world. Clarissa Judge says Johnny is objectively far more talented and funny than Mersh, and that's not just me batting for the hometown guy. It's a verified fact. Mersch has an audience by default as a leader of the incel Spurks. Well, see, now I'm in an odd position because I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm not a big Revenge of the Sis fan or I don't like a good Nightwave clip here and there. But Johnny's my guy, and I think Johnny does a great job. And if other people, here's what I think. As the host of the show, it only matters if I suck or not. As far as the co-host goes, it doesn't matter if you think he sucks or not. It matters if I think he sucks or not. And if I don't think he sucks, then it really...
Imagine being a... Imagine if Opie didn't think whether you think Anthony's funny or not matters. Guys, we brought in Opie. It doesn't matter whether you think he sucks. Or sorry, guys, we brought in Anthony. It doesn't matter whether you think he sucks. I think he's good. No, it matters. It matters. Guys, my name's Bob. This is Tom. I don't care if you like him. The show is Bob and Tom, and Bob likes Tom. That's all that matters. Yeah, the audience never needs to like the co-host. That makes total sense, right?
It shouldn't matter. Tony with $10 says, Johnny, you're my favorite co-host. I'm being dead serious.
Well, at this point, I'm almost the only one.
Whoa! A minute ago, if you don't remember on part one, a minute ago, Aaron was like, we got plenty of people. Take all the time you need. We got so many people who want to do this show. Our fucking roster runs deep over here at the toe. We got so many people. And then even Johnny just cracked the joke. It's almost like Johnny knows what he's doing. Look at this. I'm like the only co-host left. And look at, he cracks a little Johnny grin after that burn. He just insulted his friend's show. That's savage.
Shouldn't matter. Tony with 10.
Say it again.
As far as the co-host goes, it doesn't matter if you think he sucks or not. It matters if I think he sucks or not. And if I don't think he sucks, then it really shouldn't matter. Tony with $10 says, Johnny, you're my favorite co-host. I'm being dead serious.
Well, at this point, I'm almost the only one. I mean, like...
Whoa, I mean, that's a stab. There's no other way to take that if you're Aaron. That's a stab. And why wouldn't you? I mean, Aaron doesn't pay him anything. Johnny already has insulted Aaron once. They've been going, nobody would work for what I work for here. It pays jack shit. Woo.
Like, I mean,
Johnny, Matt, Keanu, Gino. We've got as many co-hosts as we've ever had. Yeah.
And again, if you think Gino and Keanu are permanent co-hosts and aren't going to get tired of this in less than a month, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Nobody's sipping up Keanu on Steel Toe. Nobody. Nobody's into that. Except Gino. Gino sounds just as dumb as Aaron. Gino talking about Keanu sounds just as dumb as Aaron talking about April. She's fantastic on that show. She's unreal. It's like, what are you watching? Like, what are you watching? It's the most uncomfortable exchange between two people with no chemistry whatsoever. And, you know, Aaron will have you believe that the rumor going around is he fucks Keanu. It's like, no. We think April fucks Gino. We think April fucks Keanu. No one thinks Aaron's fucking anybody. Aaron and Keanu are so awkward together. It's sickening. And again, this is no fault of Keanu's. But there's no chemistry. It's rough. It's a rough watch. She has an awkward smile on her face the whole time. He looks like he's got to take a shit. They're so uncomfortable. It's so awkward.
Yeah, I know. I'm being a dick.
You fucking ass. I was the one on your side during this whole thing.
Yeah.
Now you're shitting on the fact that my staff is rotting away. FTW Nil with $5 says, F those people, Johnny. You are loved by a lot of us, bro.
I appreciate that.
It really means a lot coming from you, FTU Nil. What is it?
You all right? You want to work through this or you want to take... What do you want to do here?
I'm good. I just need a minute.
All right.
I mean, he's literally head in his hands, glasses off, crying. He's crying on the show. He's literally head in his hands crying. I mean, how do you come back from this? We can't wait for Johnny to be back next Monday. What? Run! Run! Get out of this! Get out of this! Everyone's grabbing a souvenir and not coming back. Grab something and run.
All right. $199 from Chip Galloway. Somebody got rid of it. Thank you for whatever you said.
So Chip Galloway said something that was inappropriate, so a mod deleted it. It really is wild what goes on over there. 35 mods. I'm not exaggerating. Everybody thinks that's an exaggeration because it sounds outlandish. No, no, no. There are 35 people with wrenches in there. Ask John's neglected cat. His bot counts them. Go look at the chart. 35 mods. I mean, fuck.
$2 from the Bad Luck Boys. April is more of a man than Johnny. See, I don't think this is helping.
So, Mersh keeps sitting in super chats. April's more of a man than Johnny. And then Aaron keeps reading them. They're $2 super chats. He deleted Chip Galloway's, don't forget. They won't read Chip Galloway's. Why? Chip Galloway's are making fun of April. And that's not allowed. April's his wife, who's not on the show. Johnny? Johnny's on the show. So if you've got $2, you can fucking tear him a new soul.
I don't think that's a good thing to write. $10 from Reichsmarshal Klaus Barbie, which is...
What is going on in his chat?
Is one of the greatest
names. Like, if people had, like, all these Nazi names in a chat, we'd just be like, cool. I get it, because you're a Nazi. They have, like, every other name in his chat is, like, some Nazi reference. It's wild.
Names ever. Strictly for Johnny, he says. Mrs. Portland says, Mersh is a bad luck boy because he has shitty karma. Go to hell, Mersh. You know, I don't mean to be this, but can't we all just be nice to each other?
There he is looking at his fake window.
Other. Can't we all just be kind?
Oh, Mersh can't now. He started the bit.
Can't we all just be nice?
So Johnny just said, Mersh can't now. He started the bit. Do you think Johnny believes this is a bit? I mean, Johnny's already walked off the show twice and broken down in tears, I don't know, 3 or 4 times now. I mean, in 20 minutes he's done this. So we're supposed to believe he thinks it's a bit. I mean, you're crying, dog. You're crying. Live. You're on air crying. He started a bit.
It's my show, for God's sake, and I'm a spectator in it now. Now, Magic 8-Ball calling them the Gay Luck Boys. I don't know why we need to drag the cats into this. I don't understand.
Now, if somebody was doing this to April, would he be... Again, he already blocked one of Chip Galloway's chats because it made fun of April. But all these chats making fun of Johnny get through.
Understand.
By the way, he used to do this to April when she was on the show. He would just read all the bad chats about April to April until she broke.
From Trucker 18 Wheeler, he says, F Mersh. Well, that's his opinion. Vici Small Wonder says, Johnny, you're good.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know I'm good. I know I'm really good. I know I have a good show. I know I'm a good broadcaster. I know I'm good at all this, but it's just that when you do a show and everyone says you suck, and then you got to do another show, and everyone says you suck. After a while, it's like, remember what he said earlier? He goes, I come here and everyone says I suck. I go do my show and everyone says I suck. After a while, I start feeling like people don't even want me to do this. It's like, holy shit. Somebody fucking ring a bell. Ding, 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 ding. After a while, it feels like people don't even want me to do this. It's like, no shit.
That's very, very nice. Like I said, it's just, I've been just sick of it.
But I've been just sick of it. I've been just sick of it.
By the way, watch this all get addressed today on Just Kidding LLC. Nope. Oh, no? No show today?
I'm too tired.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Just doing a funny thing.
He's too tired to do a show today, guys. And then what happened? By the way, what were the consequences of you not doing a show today, Johnny? Did the earth shatter? Did the mountains crumble to the sea? No, I won't. What happened? You didn't do a show, and 11 people were upset for, I imagine, a microsecond, and then went about their lives. I can't. I'm too tired. Okay. And what happens if you're too tired tomorrow and then forever? You know? What if you just never did a podcast again and, I don't know, got a job, bitch? Got a job. You're telling me you can sit on your ass all day and play video games and stream on Twitch, but you can't, you know, take teleconferencing calls and earn money? You're going to sit and stream to 10 people and then bitch about you don't have money for your daughter? I mean, Jesus, dude. Do you even love her? Your daughter's hungry and you're playing video games. Okay. Okay. Seems weak sauce to me.
I get it.
But I didn't know you weren't having a show.
I just decided that today. I just can't.
I just decided that today. I just can't. I just can't. Just Kidding, LLC is out of commission until further notice.
Take a break, man. It's all right. Take yourself a little break.
Everyone he hangs out with is a loser. These are all divorced losers who don't want to work.
There's nothing wrong with that. $10 from Anton Slavic says...
Yeah, Roachy says MS is a lie for lazy people. I believe that. I've never met one person with it.
Mersh is a loser post-turtle. F him. Love you, Johnny. How's that?
It's like Quadfather. He went to Walmart, he got one of those carts, and he never wanted to stand up. So he just drove it home. He's not even injured.
Bad luck, boys.
Have you ever seen someone sit with their head in their hands and cry live? This guy's over 30. He's cummed in girls. He's cummed in girls and made kids. He has a daughter he's going to raise. He has children. Imagine your kids are in school with internet access, able to peep this. Fuck. Imagine Charlotte or Louie or Emily saying, you want to see my dad's show? And then they pull this up. I mean, you know, just sitting on it. Storming off is one thing. Staying there and crying into your hands has to be about one of the most bitch-made things I've ever seen in my life. Over and over and over again, by the way. He'll get it together. He'll dry his eyes. He'll put his glasses on. And then he'll just start bawling again. I mean, it's happened 5 or 6 times now. I mean, maybe you should leave, dog. Maybe you should leave. Aaron, hand him the roll of toilet paper. Fuck. God forbid they have a box of tissues nearby in case you need to blow your little nose. No, 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 no. Just Charmin Ultra.
$5 says, guys, he hasn't smoked weed today. He can't come in and get paid to sit down and be funny. It's basically Fallujah.
What a comment by Mersh. Guys, he hasn't even had weed today, so he can't come in and sit down. What a great comment. And then he starts bawling as he, look, Aaron reads his comment and then you audibly hear him start sobbing louder. What a bitch. Like, I had no idea they made men like this anymore. Holy shit.
Listen, bad luck, boys. With $5, says guys, he hasn't smoked weed today. He can't come in and get paid to sit down and be funny. It's basically Fallujah. Now, Mersh,
it's basically Fallujah. Now this is funnier than anything Johnny's ever done. I said Mersh was funny on WATP. This is funny. I'm not a liar, man. I'm not a liar. This is very funny. So you got to give one to Mersh. You really got to give it to him on this one. Now, is Mersh a complete fucking loser who's never going to have his life in order? Yes, yes. But Mersh is funnier than Johnny, and fuck, is he getting buried. And Johnny starts audibly crying louder after this one.
I need a minute here,
he said. I need a minute here.
On Slavic,
I don't know if you're hearing all his little mumbles. I need a minute here. I need a minute here. Leave.
Says Mersh is a loser post-turtle. F him. Love you, Johnny.
Thank you.
How's that?
Cool. I need a minute here. It's cool. I need a minute here.
Bad luck, boys. With $5 says, guys, he hasn't smoked weed today. He can't come in and get paid to sit down and be funny. It's basically Fallujah.
Whoa. Got him. And then listen to him get louder crying.
Hey, Mersh, honest to Christ, man. I think it's enough.
It's enough. Remember when you said about Chad, never stop? Remember when your dumb whore wife said that about Chad Zumok? Never stop. Never let him get air.
I think we're good. I think we got it. I think we understand.
He sucks.
$5 from Tony says, I know I talk shit, but I didn't like you, I wouldn't waste time talking shit. I treat the people of this show like I treat my siblings. You have the most unlucky siblings in the history of the world.
So he's just bawling. He's just bawling and wiping tears away from his eyes. Again, a 35-year-old dad. Live on air of an edgy shock jock radio show that goes after people and tells it like it is. He's crying live on air.
Vici Small Wonder with 199. Johnny, I like you. I hate Aaron, but I like you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Very nice.
All right, Johnny's got himself together. I'm sure he's not going to cry again. I'm sure this time he's really going to keep it together.
Everyone wants to
call. It's happened like 6 times. I can't. What a fucking loser. What a fucking loser.
Calm down and go for a fish lunch. Shit. Dr. Silverwolf with $5 says, Johnny, when you first started on the radio, I was unsure about you. You quickly became the best second mic Aaron ever had and are a hilarious dude. There's that. Mersh with $5. See, I want you two to address this and get this all cleaned up. Honestly, I did it as a funny troll. Then you cried, like, literally the first time. How do I not hone in on that?
Right. I mean, all Mersh did was say, you suck. And then this dude cried and ran away. And since then, by the way, has cried 5 more times. There's no backing out of this now. You're a bitch. I mean, it really is unfortunate. These guys, like, they make a decision for you, and then you can't go back. It's like, I know why Carl doesn't want to watch WATP. He won't be able to deny it. I know why Carl doesn't want to watch Steel Toe. He won't be able to deny it. He knows it. So as long as he doesn't pull clips of it, he doesn't have to comment on it. He knows. Carl's not dumb. He knows. So it's like, if you're Mersh and you really were joking and you expected Johnny to like fire one back and that be the end of it, that's legit. Mersh is a trolling asshole. But Mersh could have never have seen a comment as innocuous as you suck. Just hitting a sweet spot of sensitivity. that made Johnny Crutches get up and run out crying. He could have never guessed that. And once you do that, it's over. It's over. There's no recovering from this. Mersh can't pretend like that didn't happen and he didn't see it. Mersh is supposed to come coddle you now and be like, hey, man, I was just kidding. Come on, get it together. Get a grip. No, we said you suck and you melted on air. And since then, by the way, you've cried 6 times. So, I mean, yeah, we can't put that back in the box. Nobody can put that back in the box. There's no way anyone ever, 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 never, ever forgets this and lets this go down. We know now Johnny Crutches is not doing well and is a sensitive bitch. And I wouldn't be surprised if the taunting goes on until he's in a grave. And I'm not saying I wish for that, and I'm not saying I want that for him, but he's not well. And he's going to just get fucking made fun of until he dies now. Because, again, you can't listen to what Mersh is saying here.
Buck, see, I want you two to address this and get this all cleaned up. Honestly, I did it as a funny troll. Then you cried, like, literally the first time. How do I not hone in on that?
Right. What's Mersh supposed to do now, bitch? He was kidding around. You cried and cried and ran and cried and ran and cried and cried. How do we fix this?
Like I said, he managed to pick at something that's bothering me because I have a lot of issues to deal with. And
what were they again? The show, hospital, the show, all the other stuff. And bills, was it?
And like I said, I have to fucking struggle to walk in here to do this stuff. So
you don't have to do anything. You don't. Matter of fact, I would suggest you're an idiot for doing it if it's this detrimental to your mental health. Why are you doing this? You're crying, dude. Go home.
He managed to set me off, and I'm not mad at him for honing in on it. Like I said, he started a bit and he's doing it. He's going to keep going with it. That part doesn't bother me.
No, doesn't bother me at all. You said you were sick of it and fuck him. And remember the time you said that he's gotten drunk more than you, though? That was relevant. And then you left and then you came back and you cried and you cried. And you said you're so sick of people saying you suck. They couldn't do what you had to do. Hospital, other stuff, bills. You're so sick of the you suck. Cry, cry, cry. And now you're going, it doesn't bother me. I mean, what planet do you think we're on? We're watching. I mean, if I'd hate to see something that bugs you if you cry 6 times for something that doesn't.
That part makes total sense. I don't have a problem with any of that. Like I said, the problem is I'm now emotional. That part I can't undo. And it's a lot to physically do all of this stuff. And my body isn't handling it well.
And go home and die. And I mean that in the most, you know, hospice way possible. Go home and be with your family. You know, I mean, what are you doing? Is it important for you, your last days on Earth, to log more time with the toe? What are we doing?
And again, I think you do a fantastic job. I think you do great. And I will say this. It's difficult for me as a show host to, because I have to make something out of this. Right? You understand?
I don't care about that.
And it's hard to.
I don't even care about that. Go be with your family and die. I don't even care about that.
Watch people struggle. It's hard to watch.
His glasses are off again. His head's in his hands. He's literally crying again. This is number 7, I believe. Number 7. 6 or 7. Somebody.
People have a hard time.
I mean, how many? Just leave. How many times do we have to watch you cry on a show? And by the way, you know, tomorrow Aaron will be on with Keanu saying this show is great. Johnny's a pro. He knew what he was doing. We really milked it for what it was worth on the radio. It felt like the old radio show was back. Mersh is awesome. Everything's cool. We hit the goal.
And it's difficult for me because, you know, I see what I get. Well, I really don't. Like,
wow. This is the third time Aaron has made this all about him. You know, the hard part about this is it's difficult for me because I see the hate that I get and I get. And now he's going to just. Again, he co-opts everything and makes it all about him.
Don't see what I get on a daily basis, but I hear about what I get on a daily.
Oh, wait. He said he doesn't see his hate.
And it's difficult for me because, you know, I see what I get. Well, I really don't see what I get on a daily basis, but I hear about what I get on a daily basis.
I see what I get on a daily basis. Well, I don't really see it because I don't look at anything the haters do. But I hear about it all on a daily basis. You have a digest sent to you? You have a reporter? I don't see any of the hate, but I don't watch Melton at all. But the day after his show, I seem to address everything he talked about the previous day. It's miraculous.
And I go, you know, fucking continue on.
I get
keep
some
on going.
Of that, but I also have the problem of literally I have to deal with a situation that's
your health. Yeah. I mean,
go home and die. Yeah, but my MS. This is your answer to everything? Yeah, but now imagine doing that with MS. I wouldn't. I wouldn't be hobbling up and down the stairs of the toe if I was dying of MS. I don't do stairs now.
Having multiple sclerosis, I can't imagine how terrible that is.
Yeah, and it's in a bad spot.
You wish that, we all wish that the way people were was better. We all wish the way people were would. It shouldn't take someone having an issue on a radio show, on a broadcast, for people to go, wow, maybe we really shouldn't try to taunt the person with multiple sclerosis who's trying to do professional broadcasting.
Again, Mike David, why isn't he dead? He should be dead. He's sick. He's in diapers. He's dying. I think he's dead. You and April sat there and laughed and laughed and taunted him. I've watched you for a year, and I've seen you do it a handful of times. And then you recently, you and Mersh did a little bit where you were laughing about this Medicare guy saying that he was faking and he needed to die. And from what I understand, this guy takes large periods off because he's in pain. Then you were mocking and taunting him. They're all just trying to broadcast. And by the way, from what they're good at it and have followers and fans. What's Johnny's excuse again? Bills, all the stuff. I mean, what's the Mike David pays his bill. I know Mike David rarely comes on and he's like, guys, sorry, I'm stressed. There's a lot of bills. I rarely come on and I'm like, guys, the bills are stacking up. No, that's you. That's you and Johnny. Bills, 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 bills. That's you and Johnny. Because you're not good with money. You waste it on hash browns and energy drinks and speeding tickets and lights that you don't use and green screens you don't use and stickers in the back of your closet you forgot about. And these are hundreds and hundreds of dollars of stuff. You're not good with money. You're not good at broadcasting. You're not good at any of this. And to sit here, again, while you start your show with this, are we too wild? Are we too extreme? Some people say we're too mean. No, we're not vengeance. We're not revenge. We're punishment. People deserve it. You called down the thunder. Now you got it. You're going to have to deal with the toe. All you do is own people and slam them. Put them in their place. People rise up and you smack down the haters. You love it. You're the best at it. You're better than everybody else. Remember? You love internet wars. You love internet fights. You love old school radio shit. You love it. You love it. And now you're literally telling Mersh, that's enough. Come on. You're the whole. April left and now you're the whole of your own show. How's that feel?
You wish we didn't live in a world like that. But this is probably why Jesus should come back.
Whoa.
And we should probably call it on the whole thing.
Dude, one of the oldest fans of this show is my legs work fine. I've been getting taunted about it the whole time. That's not the issue is it's just, it's not going well. And
It's just, it's a lot to do all of it, and it's just coming together, and he said something that set it up.
It's just not going well. It's just not going well. Internet person, I guarantee Johnny told Aaron he didn't feel up to doing the show today, and Aaron guilt-tripped him into it. Movie's relentless gaslighting is behind this breakdown. Yeah, I mean, look, it's behind a lot of it. April and Johnny. And again, Matt's too dumb. Matt will just take it and take it and take it. Matt gave him a computer, and all he did was berate Matt about it. Matt just sat there and took it. Matt probably donated money to the show. Sorry, didn't mean to upset you with my computer.
Alfred Buschetti says there is something infinitely hilarious.
Oh, no. Johnny's glasses are off again, and he's crying again. This is 8 or 9. 7 or 8. I don't know. Fuck. Why won't he leave? Why does he insist on making us watch him cry? It's so uncomfortable watching a guy who's almost 40 cry. Live. You know, like, leave the shot.
It's about Mubi's Mubi, I get it, like man boobs. You mean the nickname that a 500-pound man came up with for someone who's 6'4", 215? That's hilarious.
By the way, didn't Aaron used to be 6'3", now he's 6'4"? Can anybody fact check that? Can we get an old school Aaron? I'm pretty sure he used to say he was 6'3", and now he says he's 6'4". And he used to say I was 400 pounds, now I'm 500 pounds. I just keep packing on the weight.
Co-host having a complete breakdown next to him while he trucks on with his radio show.
Yeah, that's the great part.
How long have Johnny and I done this show together?
Yeah, it's not even the first time.
This is what you do, stupid. $5 from Reichsmarshal Klaus Barbie says, ban Mersh. Look, I agree with Johnny. I agree with Mersh. Mersh came in. He busted balls a little bit. What happened was...
See what happened.
Johnny, it hit Johnny the right way. It happens to all of us. It hit Johnny the right way this time. And it ended up... You know,
like I said,
it ended up hitting. I don't even think Johnny's that upset with Mersh.
Not really. Like I said, he set me off. His other comments haven't bothered me because, like I said, those ones make sense.
Now, Johnny's kind of gaslighting himself here. He's like, no, he just came in at the right time with the right comment and it caught me. And he goes, I'm not even mad at any of the other ones. Those make sense. You said, I'm tired of all the comments. I'm tired of all the people saying, I suck, I suck, I suck. I'm tired of all the you sucks. You said, I come do this show, all I get is you suck. I go do my show, all I get is you suck. You said, all I get is you suck. Now he goes, no, he just caught me with that one comment. The other ones don't even bug me. You said you were tired of them all the you sucks. You said it was almost like people didn't want you to do this. That's not from one comment. That's not hitting you just right. This is a syndrome. You do suck, and you've been getting the comments everywhere, and you know it. And to do this thing now where you're like, the other ones don't even bother me. It's like, fuck.
For the type of show he does, the type of person he is, the type of show we do, the type of show we've built, like, yeah, no, that makes sense. I knew coming back, like, oh, I'm going to come back, and now he's going to be like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, no, I'm not fucking stupid.
Bad Luck Boys with $10 says, Aaron is to co-host what Anthony Cumia is to underage girls. He can't get off if he isn't taking advantage of a mental and or physical child. P.S. Tim Thompson has MS and is also funny. Do better. See, now I feel like at some point this just becomes like desensitization. Camel Toe with $5 says, Johnny, we love you. You have to smoke a little smoke to feel better and get past the emotions. This is coming from a pothead. Thank you, Camel Toe. All right, let's add all this up and see where all this got us.
All right, let's see how much Johnny's pain earned the old toe. And don't forget, Johnny gets everything over 350. Once I wet my beak, Johnny gets a taste. Let's be honest. He doesn't need to save for retirement.
I got to see how much I have to knock off here. 30, 50, 60. 70. Oh, my God. 80.
Crossing his arms to use the computer again.
Bucks. 110 away from today. Thank you guys very
much. 110 away from today.
Very much for your support. We appreciate it. Let's move on. Let's be done with this.
Yeah. Guys, no more insulting Johnny for the rest of the week.
I know some people are uncomfortable. They're saying, Aaron, you shouldn't do this. Aaron, you shouldn't do that. Aaron, you should. I do a show. This is what's going on with my show. What do you want from me? Kayla, thank you very much for the $20 over on PayPal. Very kind of you. Thank you for your support. $90 away from this morning. We appreciate it. See, I agree with Cambodian River Pig.
Me too. That guy's always right.
Cambodian River Pig says, it's okay, Johnny. Let it all out. Let the pain out. Your emotions are valid. I've found for myself personally that when you're going through shit off the air and it's bothering you on the air, get it out and long term you're going to feel better. I could be wrong for you. I could be wrong for April.
Like April looks like a really cool bird today.
Could be wrong for, I know I'm not wrong for Corey. I know Corey's kind of the same way. But I just, for myself and my broadcasting career in general, even when I was broadcasting on a 500 watt AM station in Litchfield.
Look at Johnny. Like, Aaron's just going on and on about his career and how he deals with the haters and how good he is at it. Better than April. And Johnny's just like, Jesus Christ, can you not make this about you for once?
I knew that if something was bothering me and it was hindering me on the air, it had to come out, no matter how it came out. And I've cried on
it. It has to come out, no matter how it comes out. Woo!
That's what she said.
You know, I've with this audience, I've gone through.
I don't give a shit about crying in front of people. It's not a big deal to me.
It's not. It's not. Blubber away, dead man.
Yeah, I can't control it. It's
dead man limping.
It's not a. It's a whatever.
I mean, when April left the show, that was incredibly hard for me.
It's remarkable how well I've recovered, and how well I did recover, and how this show's ratings are already better than they ever were with April.
Not only because I really enjoyed doing shows with her, but I was really upset that people took this beautiful person who had this thing they loved doing, and they stole it from her.
They stole it from April. If anyone sees it, you get it back to her. She had this thing she did, and she was amazing at it, and they stole it from her. Because she was too much of a sensitive bitch. She could dish it out, but she couldn't take it. She's a worthless, sensitive, emotional cunt. And they stole it from her. Now, it seems like Johnny's getting it together. Mersh is calming down. The moment has passed. But we are 2 minutes away from another Johnny Storms Out session. And I have to warn you, as Johnny storms out this time, crying, he trips over the cable and the entire show goes down. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I hated that. And
Johnny's gotten more depressed by all this. All he's doing is talking about himself and his challenges and how well he handled them. And Johnny's just like, this isn't about you.
I don't know. It really upset me too. And when I talked about it on the air, I teared up a little bit. So
yeah, well,
so we both have a mess.
Like I said, it's. I'm on my last medication.
Oh, no.
I don't like the look of it.
I'm on my last medication. We've only just begun to die. I'm on my last medication. I have a feeling he's not talking about, like, he just needs to go get a refill. I have a feeling Jared's going to be able to go to Johnny Crutch's funeral, if you know what I mean. This is insane what we're about to hear. I don't even know what to say, but imagine saying all this on air. Imagine just leaking this on air.
When I talked about it on the air, I teared up a little bit. So,
yeah, well, like I said, it's I'm on my last medication. My body's getting overworked from all the shit I'm doing, and
I'm on my last medication. My body's getting overworked from all the work I'm doing.
And I have a five-year-old daughter.
And I have a five-year-old daughter.
So. If I have one more relapse, it could be fatal.
If I have one more relapse, it could be fatal.
I'm literally doing everything I can to push my body, but that.
I'm doing everything I can to push my body.
That's breaking it. So,
but that's breaking it.
So, it's just very stressful.
It's very stressful. I'm on my last medication. I could die at any moment. My body's giving up. And yet, I have a five-year-old daughter. But I choose to come in every day and spend time with Aaron. And then go stream for 4 more hours. Rather than spend time with my daughter. My daughter who?
Oh yeah, the bitch.
I could die any minute. I'm running out of medical treatment. There's no more options for me. And yet, I'm hanging with Aaron all day, every day. Okay, Johnny K says, please stop. I do not suck. I have lots to do.
Goal, Johnny. Goal. Goal, Johnny. Be good.
Goal, Johnny. Go, go, go. Karmic says, just seeing Steel Town makes me ashamed of being a Minnesotan. Thanks for the late night entertainment. Love the show. Most appreciated. Moist appreciated. I'd say thank you, Karmic.
All right. Let's. We're not going to do any more of this stuff.
That shit stops. Now
we're gonna let I think Johnny got it out.
Nope, he's 1 minute away from storming out,
and I think we're good. Internet person with $5 says, this is for Johnny. I'm not a Steel Toe fan, but I've always respected Johnny, and I can tell he's a good man. Merce should focus on his own problems. Tony with $5 says, we all have breakdowns. It's almost like we're all humans, man. Look, it the weirdest, the goofiest shit
is how you use a computer with your arms crossed like that.
Will fuck me up. On a daily basis.
Like, why would you continue to operate a computer like that? It's wild. Is that how you rest your fingers on home row? Find your wrist.
Regular basis. The weirdest shit will fuck me up. You know?
Now it's back to Aaron again. Johnny's composing himself, getting his glasses on.
Like I'm like a high school girl when I'm not on the show.
All right, Johnny's back in the game, everybody. No risk of him leaving now.
No. It could be a song. It could be a picture. It could be, you know, whatever. It could be anything. It'll set me off.
Guys, could you hit the like button for us? We're at 110. It's embarrassing for my whole family. We're all upset.
I get it. I understand. Let's move on and do a great program.
Again, it ends in a minute.
Today, thank you very much. Mersh, I'm going to read this last one and then I'm done.
I just love that. Mersh, I'm going to let you shoot him one more time and then we're done, okay? Okay, if it was April, I'd let you go on and on and on, but enough's enough.
I mean it. I like you. I do. I'm a big fan of your show.
I'm a big Mersh guy.
It's enough. $2, Johnny's crying is the funniest shit ever. We're good now.
That's
Johnny's crying is the funniest shit ever. And that's the one that does it. Watch this.
Says a lot about you.
We're done. I know. Look, good radio, this and that. I've been doing this an awful long time. But we're done now. I wanted to talk about, can we talk about boner pills now? Like,
yeah.
It's going to be a weird transition to go right to boner pills, to go right to hymns off of that. But we did talk about this yesterday.
Johnny's not going to let it go. He's going to have to get up and excuse himself to cry.
About how the hymns guy shit on Israel.
Right.
And then everyone wanted him to die.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to come out and go, well, I didn't mean...
I mean, look at him. He's about to break.
Israel. I meant, some of the stuff Israel. Like, he walked it back because people weren't going to get boners anymore.
Yeah, but he's a Palestinian American. He was so proud of that part. As a Palestinian American, he had to fight for them.
As a Palestinian American, I will hire anyone who... His whole thing was, it was such a dumb fucking fire ant nest to stick your foot into. He goes, as a Palestinian American... I'll hire anyone who was arrested for protesting on behalf of Palestine at these colleges. Now, if you took a look at any of these motherfuckers at these Palestinian protests, they're not going to be the most...
It's so funny that Aaron's trying to do a show, and Johnny's clearly, like, gone.
Productive employees.
Right.
I don't...
Now Johnny can't even talk. Right. Right.
I don't know if hymns is going to be the place... For these protesters, do you want to hang in there, or do you want to take a few minutes?
So Aaron noticed he's getting choked up. He's like starting to cry again.
You want to go rest up? Yeah. Why don't you do that?
And now Johnny's gonna trip over the power cable and blow the whole machine. Watch this.
I don't want you to force yourself to fight through something. Go.
Aaron almost sees it coming.
Here's what I say.
And don't worry, we've got a little overtime for you. Aaron decides to come back and let everybody know what happened.
Johnny tripped over the core there. All right, are we still... Are we still up there? Are we back on YouTube? Just want to test this out. Johnny tripped over the cord. And,
Get well soon. We want you to get well.
I just want to see if we're back on the YouTube end of things.
Get well soon. We want you to get well.
And, there I am.
Hello!
Because on this it says, there we go. Yeah, but it keeps saying stream finished.
Imagine if you kept yelling at everyone that you do a pro show. You're the most pro show. And last year he used to always say, like, I have to teach these guys how to do it. I have to show all these guys how it's done. It's like, fuck. I mean, fuck.
There we go. All right, we're back.
I don't know why it's not marking membership, so I'm missing all these. Sorry. Black Eyed Sue, member for 10 months. Thank you so much. If it's not a super chat, it's just not getting caught by the system anymore. I don't know why. Luis Ortiz, you better not be late for tomorrow, 8 a.m. I will be. You doing Melton, you're doing it. Melton, you got him, Melton. Is this Buzzard Bim? Bimini? Did I miss any other ones? I honestly, they're just... They usually get flagged, and they're not. I don't know why this is happening on... I'm going to have to update the... I got to update Chrome, I think. That's it. Slim Faley. And anybody else who joined up membership-wise, I just... I don't think we've had any gifteds come in. No, we had 3 memberships. So... Again, sorry, I can't really...
Guys, earlier in part 1,
I used a kicking an anthill reference, and Mubi just used one, too. It is strictly parallel thinking. It's a comedian thing you wouldn't understand.
Did he really
say
that?
Hit the like button.
I didn't even hear him say that. Did he really say that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to give Johnny a break.
Yeah, both him and April need some time. The internet came at him hard. They got to recover. We're going to get 2 weeks of Johnny's doing a lot better. Johnny's feeling a lot better after that vicious, vicious internet accosting.
And,
guys, we can officially say it now. Johnny has left the show.
If he wants to take it easy the rest of the day, that's totally fine.
No, I just said I got to update Google Chrome. Calm down.
It's just...
Principled Uncertainty, member for 12 months. Thank you. Mersh the turn. I don't know what that means.
It's fucking remarkably unfortunate.
Whoa!
Yeah! You said the secret word!
That this is the way shit is. Like,
It's so fucked up that that people come after my co-host. That's not the kind of show I do at all. I mean, his head is up his ass. All they do is try to bully people, and they think they're the best at it. Meanwhile, your co-hosts are dropping like flies because they can't hang. They can't take it. You're the bully who's better than everybody else, remember? But your co-host can't hang with you.
Like, I don't know. For me, I don't take any enjoyment in watching people, you know, break down or have problems or shit like that.
You do. You do. When you were doing it to Chad, you guys laughed and said, let's never stop. You did it to other people, from what I understand, too. That retarded otaku guy. DSP, whoever that one was. You love it. And you say you're the best at it.
I would never fucking do that. I guess if that makes me gay or that makes me a piece of shit or whatever. People are saying ban Mersh. Look, man.
Listen to how torn he is, because Mersh is his hero, and he says Johnny's his friend. So watch what he does. Watch what this little sack of smug shit does.
I told you yesterday, my mods have all the fucking creative expression in the world. They can do whatever they'd like. And, everybody in the chat saying Mersh needs to go.
Imagine letting your chat room, let your mods or your chat just do whatever they want. First of all, you have 35 of them, and they can just ban anyone they want at any time. Full run. Whatever they want. Blank check.
Go. K-Fallen the Great says, this is the shit you need to get rid of in the show. Well, then here's what I say. K-Fallen have a mod badge? He does. I'm putting him in charge.
Does K-Fallen have a mod badge? He does. Imagine not knowing who your mods are. Aaron, if they're unbanned in your chat, they probably have a mod badge. I mean, that's your chat.
Fallen in charge.
It's all that donates to you, too, by the way.
Go ahead. K-Fallen has been around for a long time.
And will be around longer. Reza Khan, what's up, buddy? For Hackamania, what kind of food trucks are there? We're going to try to have a variety, but I'm not going to throw anything out there because, you know, I don't like being held to stuff. But I'm going to try to have a good mix. I want people to be happy, but I want to also, like a lot of food trucks, you know, they'll do like, we do hot dogs. And it's like, anything else? Nope, we do hot dogs. And then you'll have some that they're like, we do hot dogs, hamburgers, wings, jalapeno poppers, french fries, milkshakes. It's like, well, yeah, I'm going to pick the one that does. I want people to have options. You know what I mean? But it's hard. You know how it is, man. It's hard to make everybody happy for anything. So I think the idea is just to have a few options.
And if K-Fallen thinks it's a good. Oh, he has a wrench. Okay, well. I'd have to be able to see him then in the chat.
So they can't ban. The problem is they can't ban Mersh because he's a mod.
So I mean, I guess I could maybe go into the YouTube settings here, but like...
Now, again, anyone who makes fun of April is gone immediately, mods or not. He figures it out, and you're fucking out of here. But when Mersh attacks his new, his, you know, Johnny, his co-host, he doesn't really care that much about. It's not his wife. He's like, we can't really, I don't know how we would even do that.
During the show, I don't.
How would we even do that during the show? How would I even ban someone during the show? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. All right, let's go to the phone, see what we've got.
Hey, I can't ban her. She's a mod. Unpick.
All right, man. I will, I'll take care of everything.
Again, look how he's using this computer. Imagine you sitting at your desk and your boss walks up and you're doing this at your computer. And your boss is going, why don't you put the mouse on the other side so you don't have to crisscross applesauce your arms? And you're like, I think I know how to type. I think I know how office productivity works. You always want your mouse far on the far side. I mean, this is insane. I'm sorry. I know I harp on this a lot, but like, what is this? Who uses a computer like this? Who puts the mouse on the wrong side? What is this? I'm sorry. It's fucking wild, man.
Thing for you guys. Don't worry. I'll do what the audience wants me to do here.
So when it comes to Johnny running off the show crying, we're not going to ban Mersh. We'll do whatever the audience wants. Again, April, you would have been gone.
But yeah, I just don't like that shit. Like, I don't get me wrong. I love like radio drama. I came up on that. I do like it. I'm not going
to
lie.
This is what April's done to him, by the way. When you want to know the damage caused to the Steel Toe brand, and he wonders, did I get soft and all this? It's like, yes. Yes, you did. This is what you've become now. And by the way, now you're this mushy in-between guy. It's like you're not clean and washing your hands of it, and you don't want to fully engage in it. So you're this weird, lukewarm, in-between, straddling the fence motherfucker. And that never works. So, yeah, this is what you are now. You don't love this stuff. You're not an old school radio guy. This stuff turns your stomach these days. You can't handle it. That's a fact. That's a fact. Johnny K, is Hackamania Handicap accessible? Need a host. It is. It is. We'd love to have you.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I, my thing is this. I've now watched, like,
watch this. What just happened? He goes, are you there? And the guy goes, yes. And he goes, my thing is this. I've watched.
This is the shittiest part to me is, yeah, there's a lot of Steel Toe.
Daddy, he's dead.
What's that?
Daddy, he's dead. Why does the man keep killing the horse?
So Aaron's like, what's going on?
Oh no, I can't move over like because my mic won't get over. No, my thing is I can handle it. I can take it when it's me. And my, you know, the problem with that is the balancing act of knowing how the internet works, knowing how they.
So again, this guy's a mod. He called in just to say, we can't ban Mersh because Mersh is a mod. And then Aaron just launched into a story about how great he is at this. No, the thing is, I'm really good at this, and I can take it. This guy on the phone is literally sitting there going, this is not what I called in about. I don't know what the fuck. And in a minute, the guy on the phone goes, yeah, I don't care about any of this. I just called in to tell you we can't ban Mersh because Mersh is a mod. It's the funniest thing in the world because, again, that's all the guy called in for. That's all he said. And then Aaron launches into a story about how dynamic and what a pro he is. And then the guy has to go, yeah, anyway, I called it about.
They want you to react and not giving them that. The problem is I have, you know, other people are different than I am. And it's hard to balance.
That is a problem.
those things because I think people know they can't get to me.
What?
You can call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus. And guess what? I love Nanerpus. You can call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus. And guess what? I love Nanerpus.
They were just talking, Aaron just repeat like he's beating a dead horse.
So they try to get to who I think are innocent people. In this case, April and Johnny.
Again, April has relentlessly attacked others and called for the undying harassment of others.
And they keep picking away and picking away and picking away.
Now, again, remember, the guy called in to just say we can't ban merch. He doesn't care about any of this. Aaron went off on all this by himself. The guy didn't ask about it or anything.
Way and picking away at people who have vulnerabilities, at people who have soft spots. And they do it to get to me. And I think that's really fucking shitty because doing it because you honestly feel that way about someone. And I'm not talking about Mersh now. Now I'm talking about in general. Doing that is such a chicken shit move. But here's the problem. You can tell the internet all day that it's a chicken shit move. And the internet's never going to go, oh, man, you're right. I really feel shame about the way I've been behaving. Even
who is the internet? Who is this, the internet?
Even though they totally should. There's no justice in it. If you're the internet is, you know, people say the Wild West. They're absolutely right. It's
this guy literally is 25 years behind everybody. They said the internet was the Wild West in 1998, fag. Like, the internet is ingrained into the fabric of American life. Again, knock it off with this internet people, radio people. Everyone's on the internet. Everyone is on the internet all day long. It's on your phone. It's on your watch. It's in your car. It's on your TV. It's on your computer. It's on your smart fridge. The internet. Now, again, this guy just called in to say we can't ban Mersh. Don't forget, there's a guy just holding on the phone who doesn't know why Aaron's telling him all this. And in a minute, he's going to go, I don't know why you're telling me all this. Literally. It's the funniest thing you'll ever hear.
It's the Wild West. And you're never going...
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just stab in? I didn't really have anything to add. Yeah. I don't know why you still have me on the line. You must give me a lot of credit. I only called in to let you know that Mersh is a mod, so we can't ban him.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you for that. You'll hang up and listen?
Yeah. Take him off mod and we can take care of it. Right. Later.
Yeah. Can I just, I want to go. I don't really, I don't know why you still have me on the phone. Even his own mods are like, do I have to listen to this? I usually just have it on mute and I'm in the chat, but you got me on the phone. So
thank you, buddy.
This is going great. This is fucking going great.
This is going great.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
That just broke his energy, broke his stride. Stop the story in its tracks.
What a way to start the show, huh? Holy shit.
Again, look how he's typing on the computer.
Hey, you know what? The good news is we're $80 away. Sorry.
So Johnny's having a breakdown, and he's just like, guys, we're almost there. Let's do it. How long until we hear do it for Johnny? He doesn't get any of this, but do it for Johnny.
We're $80 away. Dub says Mersh versus Steel Toe Morning Show. I mean, I don't think so. I know that the internet is
the internet,
a vast and wonderful place, and everyone internet can pick whatever fight they want.
The internet.
But Anton Slavik says, no offense, Aaron. People get to you. You just don't act it out or take it to heart so profoundly.
You do. I really don't. I really am good at letting it roll off my skin and never getting.
I don't. I know people are amazed by this. I don't take it to heart. I don't value anything people like that say. One place where they do have me is it does bother me when it affects people I care about. The April stuff bothers me. The Johnny stuff, seeing him like that, bothers me. And then I have another responsibility as a show host to make a show out of it. So then I got people who like me going, Aaron, you should just move on from this. You should. I'm looking at Johnny. I know he can't go into a him story. I know he can't go into the Ric Flair story that we have coming up. I know that. So I either have to, you know, as we did at the end, say, Johnny, go, take a break.
Come on, you know, Johnny.
Don't worry about it. We got it. Or I have to talk through it. So, there's no win for me. And there's no win for Johnny when something like that happens. And I look.
But there is a win for Steel Toe.
I'm not going to sit here and say I understand what Johnny's going through because I don't. Johnny.
I would never pay myself as little as I pay Johnny.
He has a lot going on, but...
He doesn't. He doesn't. His wife left him. He has partial custody of his daughter. He has less going on than ever. He had so much free time, MS moved in.
You know, It's a fucking terrible situation.
It's not. He'll be dead.
And now I'm going to do a show today. Or I might take I don't know. I might take a break today and just talk to Johnny a little bit. I don't know.
Emotional damage.
I feel like I got to talk to Johnny today. I got to talk to April today.
What did April do?
I feel like I got to talk to everybody today and go
visitation day at rehab.
Hey, you know, help me out here. What's the deal? What's going on? Like, why? What is it that's making this like this for you?
What's the deal? I got to talk to April and Johnny. What's the deal? What is it that's making this like this for you?
I feel like I got to talk to Johnny today. I got to talk to April today. I feel like I got to talk to everybody today and go, hey, you know, help me out here. What's the deal? What's going on? Like, why? What is it that's making this like this for you?
Why can't you just be like me?
So I don't...
And again, what a weird thing to say. You got to talk to April about why the show's making her feel a certain way. Didn't you do this 3 weeks ago? Like, you're just now going to sit down and talk to April about what's making you feel about the way you're feeling?
I don't know. Ned Pepper says, come on, man, call the show. Help Johnny. Yeah.
See, I mean, he's indecisive even about this stuff. And here's the problem. When you have a daily goal and everybody donates to the goal and you make the goal, well, you tell people they paid for a show. So now you're guilty leaving. I'm never guilty leaving. I don't have a goal. We don't necessarily do, you know, there's an unspoken, I do around 4 hours, but sometimes I do five, sometimes I do three. You know, like, and nobody ever gets mad because nobody can go, well, you donated $350. You're supposed to do a show. Look at the head honcho of this outfit sit here rubbing his little sad soul patch and going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Do a show, not do a show. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What an indecisive nudge of a man. How could you respect this guy? He can't make decisions. He can't point the ship in a direction. He won't take a stand. He won't ban Mersh. He won't not ban Mersh. It's in the hands of my mods. I don't like to get involved.
I think that might be... What is it that's making this like this for you? So I don't know. Ned Pepper says, come on, man, call the show. Help Johnny. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But money.
I think that might be I think that might be the way to go today. Boo Boo says, what's Johnny's Venmo? I want to support him directly for what he's...
That's a good point. Mickey Bitsko says, coming on a local show and getting clowned every day, what's the problem? Yeah, I don't think they understand that, like, no one takes Aaron seriously. Like, he's a complete laughingstock. So, like, you know, again, Matt and Aaron come on, Matt and Johnny come on, they're like, no, this is awesome. It's like, I think Gino knows, but Gino's like, I don't have any following. I don't have anybody watching my show, so I got to go somewhere to get a few eyeballs on me to try to steal them and bring them over to my show. I at least can see what Gino's doing. Gino has no fan base. As huge as Compound Media is, Gino's YouTube and social media is a ghost town. Tumbleweed. So at least him and Keanu were going over there trying to get steal fans before the ship goes down. That I get. You know, what is Johnny, who has a few numbered days left with his daughter on this planet, is just wasting precious hours helping Steel to figure out his green screen? I mean, kill yourself.
Going through, it must be tough to be him. Johnny, what is the Venmo? I'm getting Johnny's Venmo here so I can put it up on the screen for everyone.
Yeah, let's give this cripple some sympathy money. Let's get this cripple some vape dollars, huh? Come on. He needs money. He's struggling to make bills as he vapes away, spending gas money to get over to Steel Toe every morning.
Johnny-Crutches. Okay. There we go. Johnny Crutches on Venmo. Sean says, get the goal, guys, then go to Johnny, Aaron. I mean, we're $80 away from the goal. I mean, we can come up $80 short this morning.
Yeah.
For balls Johnny. Deep with $50 says breakfast is on me. All right, well, we're $30 away from today's goal. I mean, if you guys wanted to knock that out, you can. It's not paramount.
Guys, today only, if you want to knock the goal out, you can. I don't usually say stuff like this, but guys, if you want to knock the goal out, you can.
We've done very well today in a very short amount of time. Here's my problem. I don't want to leave the listeners in the lurch. Here's the disease that I have as a broadcaster.
Whoa.
Here's my problem. I don't want to leave the listeners in the lurch. Here's the disease that...
Who's on the phone? Look at this. Not April. The two kids that he didn't abandon in the womb. Now, again, like, imagine you're Emily, his youngest daughter that he left while his wife was pregnant with. He divorced her while she was in utero. And I imagine this is Charlotte and Emily, his two children he got to know before he bounced. Ooh. And then we all know his passcode.
That I have as a broadcaster. The disease I have as a broadcaster is that I don't want to leave the audience in the lurch.
Yeah. Aaron hates ripping off people. Aaron's got one rule. Give them the best show you can. Get out there, read that chat, and mumble through 4 hours of entertainment.
Well, that's a very nice message from somebody. Well, that's very sweet. I don't want to cheat the audience out of a show that they paid for. I always have that problem with me. But at the same time, I would like...
I always have that guilt. That's why I ripped off the members Sunday night. That's why I skipped a lot of shows last week and the week before and the week before and the week before and the week before. Just what I do.
I like to hang out with Johnny today and make sure he's all right.
Ah, is Johnny okay?
And talk about all this and figure that out.
Take him to a fucking lake and let him pet a rabbit.
Gray Duckling says, does he have a PayPal? Johnny, do you have a PayPal? Yeah, but that's probably a link and shit.
Johnny, do you have an insurance?
Yeah.
Johnny, do you have a wife?
That's a big...
Johnny, do you have anybody in your family that loves you?
Long link.
Johnny, do you have legs that work?
Hard to... Go Johnny-Crutches on Venmo and throw in there. And by the way, Gray Duckling, thank you for knocking out today's goal. We appreciate it.
Fuck yeah, Gray Duckling.
There you go. Oh, Balls Deep just put a Johnny K PayPal link in the chat.
Wow. I don't know why we didn't think of that. Shit Show says, Mubi bought a Ouija board. Gonna talk to April. That's dark. That's dark. $50 from Chip Galloway. Producer fee for my Queen Sketty. I think Mama June's actual name is Queen Sketty. You're on the list. You're on the list, along with all the others. Thank you again to today's executive producer, Spectre NS5RD. You the man. You the man. And you, the executive producer for today. So thank you. You couldn't do it without your love.
There you go. PayPal.me/JustKiddingLLC or Johnny-Crutches on Venmo. Well, guys, Rusty Grammar just put all the links up in the chat, too. There we go. I'm going to pin that message. So I'm going to call the show today. If you contributed enough to win either the shirts.
Yeah. Don't forget, we're giving away. If you contributed enough to win, anybody who gives 20 gets a shirt. And he calls that contributing enough to win. It's all about language. This guy thinks he tries to convince you you're winning something. He's selling shirts. Guys, if you contributed enough to win stickers today.
Or the stickers, please send me a message because as you can understand, it's hard to keep track.
I mean, then how are you different than April? And by the way, didn't he brag that a listener set him up with a system now, foolproof? But he's like, guys, you gotta, it's hard to keep track. I don't know who gets prizes. If you gave enough for a prize, get in touch. Because I don't, No, you said a guy gave you a system. And it's foolproof. Hold on, is the guy April? And is the system nothing? Quick question. Was the guy April, and is the system the same? You just tell people, email me if I'm supposed to do something for you.
But yes, I'm gonna go hang out and talk to Johnny. And Mersh, do me a favor. I don't know if there's room for humanity here. Let's not make the Johnny thing a feature on Nightwave today.
Oh, did that happen, by the way? Jesus Christ.
Do me that solid. I believe as a show host, I've been, you know, I know we're not friends. I know we're merely, like, barely internet acquaintances. I feel like I've been a good supportive fan of your program. You've been a great supportive fan of my program. Do me this solid. Let's not do the Johnny thing.
Leave my co-hosts alone. Again, it's hard to tell whether, you know, sometimes Mubi talks down to people and sometimes he begs It's really tough to tell. RP says, love the steel toe coverage. You do it the best. Thank you.
On Nightwave or ROTC today. I'm asking. I'm not telling you how to do your show. I'm asking.
And then I guess Mersh missed ROTC today. He's falling apart. They're falling apart, you know. I mean, again, Mersh is definitely on a downswing popularity-wise, money-wise, earnings-wise. And he's just not stable.
All right. And as far as, you know, I got him to shut down the show. You did. You did get me to shut down the show because I know from two people now who the internet has gotten to them, bothered them. That taking care of them is far more important than
the goal
and doing a full show. And by the way, Johnny's links are in the chat.
He's all over the place.
If you guys want to throw him a couple of bucks. Dub with $5 says, much love, no homo. You make my mornings happier. I thank you for that. Corndiff says, I missed something. Johnny okay this morning. It'll be fine.
Yeah, Corndiff. Mind your business, nerd.
It'll be okay. I'll get dressed.
Corndiff's kind of an asshole. Remember last week? Corndiff's kind of a dick.
Properly, we'll go to breakfast, and we'll have some fun today.
I'm going to take Johnny out for some ice cream and push him on the swings. All will be good. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take him to lunch.
Kids are stupid.
We got a... Oh, sorry. That was the wrong button.
We got a fish lunch.
That's what I was trying to hit. But also, kids are stupid.
And I will mail shit out. Shaka goes out today. Offering plate goes out today.
Oh no!
And then a bunch of certificates and shit from last night are going out as well. Do I have the?
It's funny because if you remember, he says everything's out except Monday night. Everything's out except Monday night. And then he's like, and I got a bunch of stuff going out from yesterday, which was Tuesday. So, I mean, the guy just lies about everything. Everything's not out. You're not doing anything. You're not working 24/7. Again, what's his gamer tag? Somebody send it to me. We've heard you're online playing video games 6 to 8 hours a day.
That's Monday. That we got done. Where's yesterday's?
Now, again, at the beginning of the show, Monday night wasn't done. It was the only thing not done. But now Monday's done and Tuesday's not done.
Shit. Uh-oh. Don't tell me I lost yesterday's prizes. Oh,
what the fuck?
No, they're fucking right there, you retard. All right. We're good. We're good. All right, guys, we are...
They got to fire whatever crop duster's fertilizing his head. They are not flying in an even pattern.
We're out of here. Just go feed Johnny and let him vent. Listen more than you talk. I hear you. I'm also probably going to talk to April about a lot of this stuff today.
Again, if your wife lives with you, why do you bring up, I'm going to have a talk with April today? Yeah, you live with your wife. I imagine you talk to her every day. Why is that remarkable? Why would you bring that up? Also, what I'm going to do today is talk to my wife. Oh. Okay. You're going to tuck your kids in? You're going to brush your teeth? What are some other things you do every day that you're going to bring up? You know, I think I might take a shit today.
As well. King Kong.
Just the way he says it. Again, Gino put it best. He's acting like a guy in complete denial. April's clearly not there.
Dong says, Aaron, if you feel guilty about not giving us a show, take Johnny out and do a nooner. Aaron, can you admit that you wanting to play with the drama streamers led to all this?
Look at him. I don't want to admit anything that makes it sound like I'm not awesome at everything.
Did it, Johnny? Johnny says it didn't. No, I think that's different.
Yeah, I didn't make any mistakes. I thought I did for a minute with the narcissism thing and the making April quit the factory, but they said no.
Hey, dude, I'll tell you this. People would have fucked with April because she's a woman on the internet no matter what we did.
Yep.
And Johnny says people fuck
Nobody with- fucks with men on the internet.
With him no matter what. Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. It didn't help. It didn't help. But I don't think it caused it, especially the April stuff. She's a woman on the internet. She's a pretty girl.
Masturbatingly hot.
On the internet. They would have honed in on her no matter what.
She's like net bait.
And, yeah. All good shows get trolls.
Again, he never stops massaging his little goatee beard now. He just self-soothes that beard. He just rubs that beard, making himself feel better all morning.
And some people, you know. It affects people differently. Need Trump says, when you put yourself out there being on the internet, you've got to let that shit go. Bobby Baloney said, Johnny is going through a lot and is fighting a voice telling him it's hopeless. Yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break for the rest of the day. King of All Diff says,
we're going to take a break for the rest of the day until tonight when I come back and tell you that I handled this remarkably well, and so did Johnny, which is true. It's exactly what he did. He came back on tonight alone and was like, you know what? This morning's show was great. It was a real moment. We both handled it awesome.
You don't mod the trolls. I have given my mods full authority.
So again, Aaron's not listening. He's not able to process and parse a sentence. They're saying don't mod trolls. Don't mod Mersh and other trolls. But it's too late for that. But what Aaron hears is, are your mods allowed to ban trolls? And Aaron goes, my mods are allowed to do anything they want. That wasn't the question. The question was, why do you mod trolls? Don't mod trolls.
To mod the trolls, for sure. All right, guys, we will talk to you later.
I give power to my mods to mod the trolls. Yeah, nobody said you didn't. They said don't mod trolls. Don't give trolls mod power. Like Mersh.
Baloney said Johnny is going through a lot and is fighting a voice telling him it's hopeless. Yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break for the rest of the day. King of All Diff says you don't mod the trolls.
You don't mod the trolls. So what he's saying is like don't give trolls mod power.
I've given my mods full authority to mod the trolls.
What?
For sure. All right, guys. We will talk to you later. I'm going to go hang out with Johnny today. I guess thanks for the impromptu day off. Not that this is a good way to do it. Corndiff says, don't sell yourself short, Aaron. You're a pretty girl also. Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you tonight for the evening show.
Crossing his arms one last time to shut the show down. If only there was a hand on this side. If only, I don't know how bodies work, but if only there was a hand on this side already that could hit this button. And if only there was a hand on this side of the body that could hit the mouse over here. I'm just spitballing here. What if there was a hand already there and you didn't have to import one from the other side of your body? I'm just saying. I love that. Can you believe it? We're fucking steel toes. We did it again. Another win.
Keanu and Gino will never be on this show ever again. They are now NLO fans. Rack me, says Teamster Tim. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. But who cares? Again, it's like, imagine needing Gino's approval. Gino's dumb. Gino can't talk. Gino's out of it. All right, we're going to get out of here. It's well past midnight. It's over 5 hours of content for you on a Wednesday. I imagine we'll do something on Thursday, but it will not be in 5 hours from now. So don't get your hopes up this morning. But yeah, I imagine at some point tomorrow we'll do a recap on all this. There'll be something interesting from this morning, and there's some stuff from last night to go over. And then Friday we'll try to not do steel toe stuff, I think, regular time. But God, it's just like, I mean, it just keeps one major event after one major event after one major event. It never stops. It just keeps rolling, rolling, rolling. Fearless says, see you Saturday. Shit show says, see you Monday. I mean, that doesn't happen, idiots. It's not like that. All right, then I won't be. I mean, you know, whatever. I had appointments all over last week. And I had router issues the week before. But so I understand that it was a tumultuous couple of weeks, but I also didn't get my day off today, really. So I'll just go end it on a farm.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking that NLO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. A stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. And the way that he baits him will put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I call